With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House has ordered cabinet members or secretaries to notify the president's chief of staff if they ever can't perform their duties. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the order comes after learning of Defense Secretary Austin's surprise illness last week.
That's not the way this is supposed to happen. The president understands that, and that's why he wants the chief of staff to take a look at processes across the administration and agencies here, and that's why DOD is also looking at their own procedures to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
The Biden administration is facing criticism and credibility questions after the Pentagon chief kept his hospitalization a secret for several days, even from the White House. Congressional Republicans want to know if Austin skipped out on legal requirements to inform Congress. Also at SRNnews.com, a group of conservative House Republicans is not happy with a proposed budget deal to fund the government this year, but House Speaker Mike Johnson defended that framework agreement during an interview on the Salem Radio Network.
We only control one half of one third of the federal government, right? One chamber of Congress. So under those circumstances, we got a really good deal here.
Congress is facing a mid-January deadline to fund parts of the government and avert a partial shutdown. Federal regulators are extending the grounding of some Boeing jets after an Alaska Airlines plane lost a door plug, which is used to cover optional emergency exits.
A key question, according to the NTSB, whether bolts used to help secure the door plug in that Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet were ever installed. Alaska Airlines and United both report finding loose bolts after the FAA grounded the jet, suggesting quality issues. The plugs are installed by Spirit AeroSystems, which has a history of manufacturing problems.
Correspondent Julie Walker, this is SRN News. Is the tide turning in the battle over transgenderism? Some evangelical leaders think it might be.
Take a look at what's going on with regards to Europe. Europe crossed that precipice long before the United States did. And you know what? They're backtracking. The Tavistock Clinic in London, which is the biggest clinic that did these kinds of surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they're now shutting down. As of 2024, they will be no more.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Council.
Many of the European countries are walking back this whole transgender issue. And some of that is happening in the United States as well. A number of states are getting involved to say enough is enough. No puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on minors.
In fact, 22 states have banned sex change operations on children, and several others are considering such legislation. A growing number of people who have undergone such treatment are expressing dissatisfaction. This is SRN News. Ecuador's president has ordered that criminal gangs be neutralized after days of violence culminated in an attack on a TV studio.
Terror is the word that's being used by everyone. People are so scared and not really sure what to do. One woman even described this incident to me as a war-like feeling. People are so afraid to leave their house. There is a state of emergency in place. It's been in place since Monday, and there's been overnight curfews with that. However, people are afraid to leave their house even during the day. Military and police are now patrolling. There's a heavy presence, really trying to quell this violence.
That's the BBC's Mimi Swaby reporting. Fire investigators have still not determined what caused an explosion at a historic Texas hotel. It plunged two stories of debris into the basement in downtown Fort Worth. The blast left more than 20 people injured. More details at SRNnews.com.